June 30th. I barely got any sleep last night. I just tossed and turned for hours, my thoughts racing. My party was a huge success. My friends are supportive. I co-own a booming doggy snack business with the world-famous child prodigy, Chef Bri-Bri, pastry chef to the stars, and I have a super exciting summer ahead of me. But deep down, something just didn't feel right. I wasn't sure what it was or how to fix it. I was pleasantly surprised when I got a phone call yesterday from my friend Chase. She said she'd had a great time at my party and had met a guy there named Max Crumbly. I told her all about him and that he's really nice. I couldn't help but gush about how they'd make a really cute couple. Chase and I had originally planned to be roommates for the trip to Paris. But it's just my rotten luck that she ended up on the waiting list instead of that selfie-addicted drama queen, Tiffany. Anyway, later on, I was chillaxing with my diary and procrastinating about writing the thank you cards for my birthday presents when I got a very strange text from Brandon. He said he had just gotten some really good news and that I needed to meet him at the cupcakery in 10 minutes because he wanted to tell me in person. 10 minutes? What was going on? I was pretty sure it was about Fuzzy Friends, probably that fundraiser I'd helped him with. He loves that place and is really passionate about finding good homes for the animals. It's just one of the things I really adore about him. Suddenly, I got a huge lump in my throat. OMG, I was already starting to miss him! That's when I came up with a brilliant plan. First, I made a couple of quick phone calls. Then I sat down and wrote a very special letter to Brandon. I pretty much poured my heart out. When I arrived at the cupcakery, I was shocked and surprised to see that he'd written a letter to me, too. So, we exchanged letters. Dear Brandon, I couldn't stand the thought of being away from you and my BFFs, so I gave my Paris trip to Chase, since she was on the waiting list. Surprise! I'm going on a Bad Boys tour! We're going to have a blast together. Love, Nikki. Hey, Nikki. I decided to skip the Bad Boys tour and spend the summer with you in Paris. So I volunteered to be a French tutor for a WCD family vacationing in Paris for 4 weeks. I'm looking forward to seeing all the sights of Paris, including you. Brandon. Okay, I'll admit it. Brandon and I totally messed up. At first, we were both really upset. The humongous problem we were trying to fix was me in Paris and him on the Bad Boys tour. Instead, we just completely reversed things with him in Paris and me on the Bad Boys tour. Unfortunately, we were still going to be apart for most of the summer. Then we felt a little embarrassed. We had poured our hearts out and then rashly made sacrifices to try to be together. Just like characters in some mushy, modern-day Romeo and Juliet-ish romantic tragedy. And we felt really silly. The entire thing had backfired and turned into a cruel joke. We were expecting a hidden TV camera to appear and for someone to yell, "You just got pranked!" We sat there staring at each other in frustration, until finally we smiled at each other, then snickered, then cracked up laughing until our sides ached. We had to admit that the whole situation was insanely funny. it was quite obvious that Brandon and I really like each other. A lot. Squee! Anyway, since it would have been very rude to call Chase and demand that she give me back my trip to Paris, we decided that Brandon would try to find a replacement for his tutoring position. Which, to be honest, shouldn't be that difficult. Hey, Mackenzie speaks French, right? I'd love to ship her off to another continent for the rest of the summer. She and Tiffany deserve each other. Besides, who wouldn't want to go on an all-expenses-paid trip to spend the summer in beautiful, exciting, glamorous Paris, the city of light? Well, okay. The real question is, who wouldn't want to spend the summer in Paris other than me? Sorry, I can't help it. I'm such a dork!